Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom.
Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday will have the Houston Texans. It is a night game, and it is here on 104.1 FM KMOX. You can listen in to that with Mitch Holthus doing the play-by-play, and this man joining us next, who will be the color analyst and always is, it is Danan Hughes, and also former receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. We got Danan on the show right now. How's it going, Danan?
It's going well. How was you guys' Thanksgiving?
You know, marvelous.
Fine. The things happened. The Chiefs lost last week to the Cowboys, who...
That's why mine was terrible.
I know.
Yes. No, I'm going to kid
him. Well, yeah. So I know it's been a week since this happened, a little bit over a week, and now the Chiefs at 6-6. I still think they're probably going to win out, and they're going to end up in the playoffs. I've thought all along, even when they got the rough start, that they were going to be a playoff team. As you sit here now, get ready for Houston. They'll play at home. Is this going to be a playoff team, Danan?
Well, first, let me just say that was a trick question I asked you guys, and you both failed.
Okay.
So, I mean, it should have been a miserable holiday just like mine because of that Chiefs loss and losing two obnoxious fans of Dallas Cowboys. But having said that, to get back to the point at hand right now, I feel confident. I know people may think that's home cooking bias. I feel confident. I mean, there's nothing during the time frame, the lineage, the incredible span of successful years that we've had that says that the Chiefs are going to roll over and die. It just doesn't. And if you look at this year, five of our six losses have been away from GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, and our toughest games that we still have remaining are at home. We play the Chargers at home, we play the Broncos at home, and we play the Texans at home. And we go to the lowly Tennessee Titans and to Vegas, which is basically Arrowhead West, for the end of the season. So to me, yes, the focus is about the Texans. They are a very good team. They are vying for an AFC South title as well, so a lot of incentive. Basically for the next, three of the next four games for us with teams that are vying for playoff positioning as well as a bye with the Broncos in a few weeks, which I know we'll talk about then. But there's just something about feeling like, you know what, we're at home. It's going to be cold weather. We've been down this road with the Houston Texans before, even last year playing them twice in just a few weeks span and wind up beating them both times. Like, something to be said about that. So, we are at a deficit with some of the injuries, but I still feel like this team has the grit and determination to get it done.
Yeah, you've got injuries on the offensive line. But on the defensive line, I think, you know, somehow they've got to get that pass rush dialed up. Yeah. I guess Spags is working on that, eh?
Yeah, there's only but so much you can do in working on it now, especially when you get to this part of the season. And just for the listeners to understand, the days, you know, and I always hate to say back when I played, but back when I played and even years before that, you would have full speed practices, full pads, live 9-on-7, live 1-on-1s, maybe even have live goal line short yardage drills all the way through the season. Nowadays, not so much. As you get to this part of the season, you're really just practicing at half speed mode, going through sped up walkthroughs, just making sure everybody mentally is in the right position, knows exactly what they're supposed to do and what they're supposed to accomplish, and then be able to put forth a full effort on Sunday or Monday or Thursday night. So to think about, okay, well, Spags is fixing something right now, I don't know if you can fix that aspect of this game at this part of the season. I don't know if that's possible. But what I do know is that guys have their backs to the wall. And based on the standard that has been set here in the Chiefs' kingdom, what we've been able to accomplish with 5 Super Bowl appearances and 3 championships and the successes since Patrick has taken over as the starter, what other incentive could you get? Like, I feel like that's where we're at right now. If I'm talking to Chris Jones or Charles Omenihu or George Karloftis, Derek Nnadi, Jerry Tillery, Ashton Gelati, the rookie, like, what more incentive do you need? There's no practice that you can emulate that will help you on Sunday against the Houston Texans team. There was no practice that would help you on Thanksgiving. You just got to get the job done. Everybody's getting paid. You want to extend your season and have an opportunity at another Super Bowl? Go get your job done. So I feel like it's going to be more of a personal challenge than physical on the practice field now.
So as we spent a lot of time talking about Patrick Mahomes because he's, you know, you can argue he's the face of the NFL, or at least he has been, and I still think the best quarterback in the league and one of the best of all time already. Is he, even though he's thrown for a lot of yards this year and the team is 6-6, is this a Patrick Mahomes that is still a top 5, top 3, maybe even top 2 quarterback in the league?
Absolutely. I mean, we're still box office. You think about just the Thanksgiving Day game, we broke the record for the most watched or most viewed game in NFL history, regular season, with, oh, I believe it was over 57 million people watching. And we were 6-5. Patrick Mahomes statistically is having a better year than he did last year. There are some components of his game that I think he can still work on and get better at, and hopefully that happens very soon. But he's still box office. He is still the most attractive player in the league in regards to people who want to see magic happen on the field, that don't want to walk away from their television when we have the ball. You'll see at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium Sunday night, when we have the ball, people will be in their seats and they'll be watching. And to me, that's a testament. And you see him literally trying to put the team on his back to make things happen. Look at that play last week. We're having to drive the field. We're down by multiple scores. He's flushed out of the pocket, gets tripped up, keeps his balance, and throws a strike 40 yards down the field, and then a perfectly placed throw to Hollywood Brown in the back of the end zone over Logan Wilson, the linebacker, for us to bring it within 3 points.
That was a heck of a catch.
Yeah, those are great plays, great throws, and it just shows you the resilience of Patrick Mahomes. He is the leader of this team, and everybody follows it. So I don't think that this team is going to go down without a fight. I can't envision there being any quit, because we're going to take on the identity of our leader, and Patrick is that.
So let me play this scenario for you and see what you think of it. The Chiefs, I think, in order to get to the playoffs, have to win the last 5 games in a row. That gets him in the playoffs. And if that gets him in the playoffs, They will be a team that has won five in a row. They've run through a gauntlet of pretty good teams to get there. That's probably, if you're an AFC other team, that's probably the last team you want to see in the playoffs is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and you can even expand that just a bit. Six of their last seven games will be wins. You will have beaten what everybody assumes will be a playoff team in the Indianapolis Colts. You would have lost only to what people believe will not be a playoff team in the Dallas Cowboys. And then you will have beaten what may be the number one seed in the Denver Broncos and knocked out the Chargers and the Texans while doing so. Like, that's what the resume will show. And who will want to face that team with this, with the resume now, as well as what we've experienced this Chiefs team doing in past years? A team going in with that kind of ammunition, I feel for other teams, and I feel like teams don't want to do that. I think Christmas night, if we're able to beat the Texans, beat the Chargers, win the games we're supposed to win, and we have a clash of the Titans on Christmas night against the Denver Broncos when they're trying to hold serve as the number one seed, playing for a bye and that number one seed, as well as closing the coffin on the Chiefs, they'll have a lot of incentive to do so as well. But that's going to, like, to me, the playoffs start this week, and that's going to be a picture of what maybe an AFC championship could look like. So I know I'm looking too far ahead, and some people might say you better focus more on the now. But, like, I feel like I'm just comfortable. Like, we're at home. Five of our six wins have been at home, and we've played our best football at home. And if you don't have any incentive to keep your season alive at this point, but to play strong football against the Houston Texans, then you don't belong in the league.
Danan, more than any other year in recent memory, I think this is a season where, even though you've got an 11-win team already in New England, you've got the Broncos at 10 wins, got a couple of 9-win teams in the NFC. This isn't, it just seems like everybody is beatable this year. There is no one real true dominant team in the NFL. Does it seem unique in that way to you?
Absolutely. I think even going back to last year with us being 15-2 on the season, I like to say 15-1 because that last game against the Broncos was insignificant, but 15-1, winning 12 of those 16, or I should say 17 games, including the playoffs, by one score. Going back the year before, winning seven games by one score, yet people viewed us as unstoppable. Like, we were on the verge of making history. But since then, I feel like the canvas is clear. It's wide open. There's nothing daunting or scary about any specific team. What we thought was a great team with Jonathan Taylor and Danny Dimes and, you know, Indiana Jones in Indianapolis didn't show itself to be that. What you thought was going to be dominant by the Broncos, we pulled within one score on their turf and just couldn't get it done. What you thought was a scary and what people thought was the hottest team in the NFL just got beat and got 40 points scored on them in the Dallas Cowboys last night. Like, I don't see anybody, maybe Seattle, some people are talking about the Niners. I just don't see anybody on the AFC side specifically. The New England Patriots are going to have their hands full. They still got to play the Buffalo Bills. If you want to crown somebody, maybe the New England Patriots have deserved it up to this point. But a second-year quarterback, like, I don't know if we're scared of them. To answer your question, I would say that there's nobody really scary in this league right now. And if you get hot at the right time, which the right time needs to be around 7 o'clock this Sunday night, that's where we need to be. And I feel like we can be one of those teams that are mentioned as a potential to go to the Super Bowl and represent the AFC in San Francisco.
You know, you made an excellent point. The last year's team, the 15-2 team, winning all those one score games, they could have been at this point in the season 6-6. And similarly, this team, yep, because they've lost so many one score games, could conceivably be 10-2. Is there an appreciable difference between last year's team and this year's teams from a talent standpoint, in your opinion?
You know what? I don't think there's much difference in the talent. I think there was a pundit that talked about that this team is not better than last year, but it's not worse than last year. It's just not had the same fortune as last year. And I kind of agree with that. When you look at the numbers, you look at what we're doing, those one or two plays of the game that we were able to be successful last year, we're not successful this year. It really has come down to, I know people want to talk about when you go back to the Jacksonville Jaguars game and allowing them to drive the field after a missed kickoff by Harrison Butker. They drove the field 60 yards to get a touchdown to win the game. The Denver Broncos winning the way in the fashion that they were able to win. The Dallas Cowboys able to hold on in the way they were able to win. And even going back to the opener in Brazil against the Chargers and that game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
But what you don't realize, and this is one of the key stats that I don't know if it's been mentioned on mainstream media, the Chiefs in 9 of their games, I want to say it's 9, it might be 10, but 9 of the games have either won the coin toss or the other team won the coin toss and took the ball. And what that means for all the listeners out there is that anytime you win the coin toss and defer, or another team wins the coin toss and takes the ball, that means you usually have an opportunity for a duo possession, a double possession right before halftime, and then receiving the kick coming out after halftime. That's why most teams do the whole, we'll defer to the second half, because they want to have those two possessions back-to-back. So you want to have a possession that you can put points on the board, go into halftime with some momentum, and then use that momentum to come back out and immediately have the ball to put more points on the board. We've had that opportunity,
yeah,
and we have failed in that. Well, we have not scored. In all of the losses, we have not scored and
wild.
Had a turnover. So that's where it really comes down to. It's not so much about the fourth quarter.
That's an insane fact. That's crazy. Danan, here's what we need from you. I need you to go hit somebody in the mouth.
All right. I'm ready to do it, man.
It doesn't sound like you're ready to do it. I don't know.
I'm trying to contain myself. Sunday night is a long ways away.
I know, but
it's a long ways away, and
give us a little taste right now.
I got to dig deep. I'm going to go in the basement. I'm going to dig deep.
All right.
And you're going to hear about it on Chiefs Radio Network Sunday
night. You'll be on KMOX. Thanks, Danan.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
That is Chiefs radio analyst and former receiver Danan Hughes with us on KMOX. And yes, we will have that game. It is Kansas City and Houston Sunday night, 7:20 kickoff on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.